consent decree, but let's just start by putting Mark Zuckerberg in prison for perjury, and we'll work from there, okay? That'll just baby steps, you know, baby steps. The last thing I want to point out in the last few minutes of the show is what happened in Myanmar, which is that Facebook's Free Basics program spread all through Myanmar, and it was an unstable country. There was violence. There was war going on, and what ended up happening is that the military weaponized Facebook against a minority, the Muslim Rohingya people in Myanmar. I've talked about this before. There was a United Nations report that found Facebook complicit in what ended up as genocide. At least 10,000 people were murdered in 2017, and the UN report is intense and rather shocking reading, and it's excerpted in Careless People in this book. And if you want the details, please find it. You'll find it on page 357. I'm not going to read it here because it is, frankly, it's too intense for the radio. But trust me, what Facebook was complicit in will turn your stomach. And that was all part of their growth at any cost strategy as well, because they didn't pay attention to what was happening in Myanmar, because that would cost money, that would cost effort. And meantime, this central algorithm that was amplifying hate and lies and outrage turned violent. And as I said, it ended in the murders of at least 10,000 people, and over 700,000 Muslims then fled the country. So there was this massive exodus of refugees because of the harm that had come off of Facebook's growth at any cost algorithm. And as Wynne Williams writes there, what the world will learn later is the military in Myanmar had set up a massive operation to spread misinformation and hate on Facebook. This was revealed by a reporter named Paul Mosier in the New York Times. And I want to add that Paul Mosier himself, was a past Tectonic guest, and I'm happy to see him mentioned here. The last thing I'll say is there was this one just really heartbreaking comment that Wynne Williams makes at the end of this Myanmar case study. She writes, "Myanmar would have been far better off if Facebook had never arrived there." And in the margin, I wrote my annotation, which was, "everybody else too." Which is to say, everywhere else on Earth would be better off without Facebook. It's a tragedy of the internet that Facebook was allowed to take root, was allowed to spread, never face consequences. Neither the company nor Mark Zuckerberg have faced any criminal penalties up to this point, and people have died as a result. Teenagers have self-harmed. Some have committed suicide as a result of Facebook's growth at any cost strategy. This company has resulted in lies, hate, and death, and nothing has happened to this company as a result. I don't understand why this company is allowed to exist, friends. In a just world, Facebook would not exist, and Mark Zuckerberg would be in prison. And we can hope someday that we will see some justice. Again, this book, friends, is called Careless People: A Cautionary Tale of Power, Greed, and Lost Idealism by Sarah Wynne Williams. It's published by Flatiron Books. This is the book that Facebook tried to shut down by putting a gag order on Sarah Wynne Williams. The media got hold of that story and helped propel it to bestseller status. And I recommend this book if you are interested at all in reading more about these topics that I've covered. I think this is worth knowing about, friends, because Facebook remains an incredibly powerful company, and Zuckerberg, unfortunately, remains at the height of his power, and Sarah Wynne Williams has done us all a justice by writing the truth in this book and sharing it with us. And Sarah, if you're listening, great job. Keep up the good and courageous work you're doing, and I hope you'll be on the show sometime. And friends, that's about all the time I have this evening. I want to remind you that you are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I do have some homework for you for next time, friends. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And I'm going to finish with a song that asks a very important question, and it is by Van Morrison. Have a great week, everybody. See you next time.
Why are you on Facebook? Why do you need secondhand friends? Why do you really care who's trending? Or is there something you're defending? Get a life, is it that empty and sad? Or are you after something you can't have? You kiss the girls and run away. Now you won't come out to play. Why are you on Facebook? 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 Did you miss your 15 minutes of fame? Or do you not have any shame? Or is it some kind of twisted game? Put yourself in the frame. What some people work very hard to attain? Or are you looking for a scapegoat to blame? Is you're a failure again? Why are you on Facebook? 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 Why are you on Facebook?
And good evening, and welcome to another exciting installment of It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music presented by me, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday evening here at listener-supported WFMU following Tectonic and Mark Hurst. It seems that I have a lot of very spacey music tonight, spacey and or electronic music tonight. That's fine. We'll go with it. I also noticed that I have some very, very long tracks. I don't like to start the show with a very long track, so I'll start with a medium-long track. We're going to hear a piece from a French group called Arcane, one word, Arcane, and they were active in France in the mid-late 70s. The track we're going to hear is from an album from 1977 called Odyssey, Odyssey, I guess in French, and clearly these folks were listening to the King Crimson Red album over and over and over again, specifically Fracture. I hear a lot of that in this track. Anyway, this is the French group Arcane. Thank you. And that's music from the French group Art Cane. Hey, wait a minute. A track from a 1977 album called Odyssey. Le Chant d'Orphée, the Song of Orpheus, I guess the title of that one. And no avoiding long tracks. Well, I don't generally avoid long tracks. I just said I didn't want to start the show with long tracks. But now I've got a few coming up. There's no way around it. And I also said that I had, I seemed to have a larger than usual batch of spacey tracks tonight. So here's one of those. I don't want to make myself a liar. So I'll play this spacey one. This is something from a group called Folaxoid, approximate pronunciation. They are a Chilean band. They are from Chile, as they say. And it sounds like early Pink Floyd, early spacey Pink Floyd, like early post-Barrett Pink Floyd. And I've mentioned to other people, I just discovered this group recently, and I've mentioned that there seems to be a lot of young bands lately who are discovering, like Umagumma, 1969, very influential, great 1969 Pink Floyd album, and earlier stuff like the previous album, which was called A Saucerful of Secrets from 1968. I'm hearing a lot of music that evokes that stuff. People clearly listening to that early Pink Floyd stuff. I approve completely. This is an example of that. Folaxoid, again, they're from Chile, and this is from a self-titled album released in 2009. You know what? I'm gonna do a completely unforgivable thing here and completely stop for a second and mention, because the band that I played a minute ago, Art Cane, I mentioned this very obvious King Crimson influence there, and I wanted to say, someone asked about it on the comments board, that Robert Fripp, the guitarist, founder, leader of King Crimson, apparently suffered a heart attack recently. He's fine, he's alive and fine, and apparently joking about it on the internet. But I wanted to just send my best wishes to one of the gods, for sure, of prog rock, Robert Fripp, and send my best wishes for a speedy recovery. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Again, this is a group, Folaxoid, Chilean band, an album from, a track, again, from a self-titled album from 2009. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's music from the group Folakzoid from Chile, as they say. Again, a track from a self-titled album released in 2009, a track called Arabic Hash. And let's continue with the spaciness. I happen to have a track here from a French group called Cheval Fou, Crazy Horse, Mad Horse. No relation to the Neil Young group, as far as I know. And there's a slightly strange story to this, which I hope I'm getting right. This group was active in the 70s, and I don't think that they released anything at the time, but there were various recordings, demos, rehearsal recordings, and such like released much later on. And this album, the album that this comes from, which is a self-titled record, Cheval Fou, was released in the 90s, I think 1994. So that's the slightly strange story behind this. Again, recorded in the 70s. This will be a track called, what was I going to play? La Fin de la Vie, the end of the life, the end of your life, I guess, from the group Cheval Fou.
C'est sacré. Cette eau scintillante qui coule dans les ruisseaux et les rivières n'est pas seulement de l'eau, mais le sang de nos ancêtres. Nous vous vantons de la terre, vous devez vous rappeler qu'elle est sacrée, et que chaque reflet spectral dans l'eau claire des lacs parle d'événements et de souvenirs de la vie de mon peuple. Notre soif. Les rivières portent nos canoës et nourrissent nos enfants. Si nous vous vendons notre terre, vous devez désormais vous rappeler et l'enseigner à vos enfants. Que les rivières sont nos frères et les vôtres. Et vous devez désormais montrer pour les rivières la tendresse que vous montreriez. Que l'homme blanc ne comprend pas nos mœurs. Une parcelle de terre ressemble pour lui à la suivante, car c'est un étranger qui arrive dans la nuit et prend la terre. dont il a besoin. La terre n'est pas son frère, mais son ennemi. Et lorsqu'il l'a conquise, il va plus loin. Il abandonne la tombe de ses aïeux, et cela ne le tracasse pas. Il enlève la terre à ses enfants, et cela ne le tracasse pas. L'air est précieux à l'homme rouge, car toutes choses partagent le même souffle. La bête, l'arbre, l'homme partagent tous le même souffle. L'homme blanc semble ne pas remarquer l'air qu'il respire, comme un homme qui met plusieurs jours à expirer. Un sauvage ne comprend pas comment le cheval de fer fumant peut être plus important que le bison que nous ne tuons que pour subsister. Qu'est-ce que l'homme sans les bêtes? Si toutes les bêtes disparaissaient, l'homme mourrait d'une grande solitude de l'esprit. Car ce qui arrive aux bêtes arrive bientôt à l'homme. Toute chose se tient. Thank you. ce qui arrive à la terre arrive au fils de la terre. Si les hommes crachent sur le sol, ils crachent sur un homme. Cela nous le savons.
And that's a track from the French group Cheval Fou, Mad Horse, Crazy Horse, from recorded in 1973, I think. Well, let's say early 70s. I'm not exactly sure of the precise year. And again, the story goes that they didn't record or release any proper, you know, studio albums in their lifetime, and it was only years after they broke up that a bunch of the material was released, I think mainly live recordings, demos, things like that. And we're lucky that they were. Cheval Fou from, again, self-titled album. And that's available, it's really odd, on Bandcamp there's kind of an abbreviated form of the album. There's a short, there's like three or four tracks from the album included on Bandcamp, and available for free download is the reason I mention it. If you go to Bandcamp and look them up, Cheval Fou, there's a sort of a mini album including that track, which is free to download, so you might want to go for that. All right, we're going to go to Italy, as we do here so often, happily, and we're going to hear something from a group called Alpha Taurus. Another, oddly enough, this is a complete coincidence, very similar story. This group released one album in their lifetime, a self-titled record released in the early 70s, I think 73, and that was it. And they recorded a few other albums that just never were released in their lifetime, during their lifetime, and were released much later. So if you go on Discogs, which is the, you know, authoritative website for these things, you'll see there's a bunch of other records, albums of theirs that all were released in the 90s or even the 2000s. Really odd. But this one was released in their lifetime. Again, self-titled album from the Italian group Alpha Taurus, 1973, I believe. And you're going to hear some heavy, man, really heavy Hammond organ on this one. So, you know, get ready. We'll be right back.
vai verso il vuoto, senza meta ormai. Non avere paura, ritorna fra noi. Provato tutto, una vita intera, in una luce falsa, ti creavi la realtà. Sei stato finora, fai una scelta, ripensaci ancora, we'll be right back.
And that's the Italian band Alphasaurus from their self-titled LP released in 1973. And this next track I'm going to play, my last track tonight, I'm not going to lie. Part of the reason I'm playing it is that it should fit perfectly into the remaining time in this show. But the other reason is this is a band that's generally never considered to be proggy. But I've heard this track referred to as proggy, and I think there's a good case to be made for that. It is kind of proggy, and of course it has a lot of Mellotron on it, which gets you sort of halfway there. I refer, of course, to Black Sabbath. We'll be right back. Watch out for that false ending. Black Sabbath from the Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath album, 1973. What's with the 1973 tracks tonight? I don't know. Spiral Architect, a great song with a lot of Mellotron, which, as someone on the comments board reminded me, Rick Wakeman, one of the great figures, one of the giant figures of Prague, playing Mellotron on that track from the Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath album. That's going to do it for me. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great week. Hope to see you next time. I'm followed in just a few seconds by DJ Stashu. She's here from 8 till 9 p.m. She'll be followed by Comrade Daniel Blumen. He's here from 9 to midnight. You're listening, of course, to listeners supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and
Rock
Lynn County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
But at the Dance with Me Stanley show, no one's too young to rock and roll. Don't believe what they say. Welcome back, and here you're just the right age to rock and roll.
They are cute, there's really no denying. But darn those idjits, they must really know their digits, 'cause they're masters at the art of multiplying. They've got a semaphore that tells them 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 3 will always equal 6. Now you can calculate that 2 times 4 will equal 8. Bunnies really know arithmetic. They know that 2 times 5 is 10, 2 times 6 is 12, and 2 times 7 is 14. Now you can do it yourselves. 2 8s are 16, 2 times 9 is 18. We can keep on going so much higher. Now 2 times 10 is 20, and I really think that's plenty for our funny little bunny multiplier. multipliers.
Now let's do the song again, and this time follow me and we'll get the answers together.